across the Sussex coast.
Live from Central Brighton.
This is Juice 107.2 News.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Hannah Nita. The government is going to spend £100 million in a bid to end rough sleeping on England's streets by 2027. The strategy will offer support with mental health and addictions, as well as provide help with accommodation. There'll also be training for frontline staff on how to deal with the artificial drug spice. Howard Sinclair from the homeless charity St Mungo says it's a good start, but there's more to do.
Rough sleeping's gone up 170% since 2010.
Juice 107.2. Weather.
Well, a wet start and a cloudy overcast day ahead with the odd sunny spell. More rain possible this afternoon, highs of 20. Right now it's 17 at Shoreham Beach. For more stories from Brighton and Hove, you can download our app or go to juicebrighton.com.
Thanks, Hannah.
Radio made in Brighton.
Hello, morning. How are you doing? Hope you're all right. It is just after 8 o'clock. We are Lou and Alex, and this is the very last Juice Breakfast. So welcome along. Thanks so much for listening. We've got Jake Shears from Citizens joining us on the show in just a moment after M22 and Medina.
We are Brighton!
There's always something going on.
Welcoming.
And that's nice.
This is Juice 107.2.
Summer made in Brighton.
Sisters, sisters, I don't feel like dancing on Juice Breakfast. Hello, morning. We are Lou and Alex. It's horrible and grey out there. And today is our very last Juice Breakfast. So thank you so much for listening. It does mean everything. But actually something really exciting today for our last show. We've got a very special guest joining us.
Look, a very special, massive Juice Breakfast welcome to Jake Shears!
How's it going?
Yeah, so good, Jake, so good. Great to have you here.
Now, it's the final Juice Breakfast. Jake, you are kind of the perfect guest because Brighton as a city has been behind you as a Sizzle Sister since day one.
Yeah, and Juice is a radio station too. I remember one of my first nights out dancing in this city in a club here was dancing to a Sizzle Sister song, I think, probably remixed by Fatboy Slim right back in the day, so you're the perfect guy to get in the last show.
Absolutely, and God, I'm honoured to be in the last episode.
Oh, it's so lovely to have you.
I mean, like, first proper question, we should really have caught up over Brighton Pride. Not that we've been stalking you, but one of our eagle-eyed listeners has, his name's Paul, he apparently grabbed you whilst coming out of a toilet cubicle near the VIP area of Brighton Pride and said, "Oi, you Jake Shears," grabbed you for a selfie, and it turns out Jake's not your real name.
Jason is my given name, but my family called me Jake growing up.
Okay.
Shaky Jake, to be specific.
Nice.
And yeah, by the toilets in the VIP section, yeah, it really was a hop in place. People would want their pictures with, yeah, me, and I'd be like, we can't do it in front of the restroom. Like, we have to be sure that, like, you know, none of the pictures actually had the restroom.
Good shape, it's nice.
Now, important question, did you see Britney?
I saw her perform, yes. I almost said sing. It was amazing. I thought she was absolutely fantastic. It was rammed. It was kind of moving just to see everyone together and having so much fun, and the crowd was so good. I could barely hear the music just because everyone was drowning it out, singing. So it was just like this giant sing-along, and people were having the time of their lives. So it was really special to get to be there.
I mean, are you a pure pop fan? What are your kind of pop inspirations?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think pop music can be defined by a lot of different things, and there's different eras that I like more than others, absolutely. You know, as far as contemporary stuff, you know, I have to say Kylie's my woman.
Oh,
hey,
cool. You know, I think she's amazing, and her music always makes me very happy, and I love Golden. It's a great record.
I mean, look, feel free to swerve this question. I probably would if I were you. Is there anyone you don't like in the pop world, music-wise?
Oh, I think if you're making music, then you're making people happy. You know, we all have our different tastes. I just think if you're making music, I think that's a commendable thing in the first place.
Oh, that is the nicest thing.
That's really sweet. Now, if we were to describe, like, Sizzle Sisters as kind of like young Jake, having a bit of a blast, having some fun, is this more kind of like grown-up Jake now, your new stuff?
Oh, there's still a little... You know, somebody told me recently, they're like, "You're really good at writing sleazy songs."
Like, that.
Wow, I was like, you know what, I think you're right. So I think, you know, I don't know if that's youth, but there's definitely still some sleaze.
Well, look, it's nearly silly game o'clock on the show, and that kind of seems appropriate.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're playing United Kingdom versus United States today. A purely geography-based educational game that we've adapted from the regular Sussex, or not Sussex, so hang there, Jake.
Yeah, no sleeves, promise.
I'm honoured to be part of it.
And we'll be back in a sec to play a silly game.
Liam Payne, J Balvin, Familiar on G's Breakfast. Hello, morning, hope you're doing all right. We are Lou and Alex. It's horrible and grey out there. The trains are all broken. Definitely check before you travel. If you're going to London, it's probably not going to happen. Loads and loads of cancellations this morning. But we've got a very special guest, because today is our very last show. It's the last G's Breakfast ever. And so we thought we'd invite Jake Shears from the Sisters, who's got new music out at the moment. Come in to join us and play our silly game. We've kind of revamped one of our usuals, especially for you, Jake.
It's a game we normally call Sussex or Not Sussex, except today it's called United States or United Kingdom. So your task today, along with Lou, is to just work out whether the places I'm telling you about are in the UK or the US. You ready to play?
Yes.
I need to point out, these are all real place names. You can go there. You might want to visit them yourself. You can find them on a map if you don't believe me. If your mind takes you anywhere else, that's not our fault, that's the fault of your mind. Well, we'll start with Lou, so you get an idea how it works. Lou, I know you're a fan of the Ashdown Forest.
Yeah.
But have you ever got up close and personal to Rogers Wood? And if you have, was it in Sussex or the United States?
Rogers Wood. You know what? I'm not acquainted with Rogers.
No, that's not what I heard.
Other woods, but not Rogers. I'm going to say that's the United States.
No, do you know what? That's right here in Sussex.
Oh, no, I need to go and visit Rogers Wood, don't I?
Right, Jake, are you ready?
Yeah.
Everyone has a little bit of foliage in their garden, I think it's fair to say.
Especially me.
Chances are you've seen a few in your time, but what about Bushy Bottom? If you were checking out Bushy Bottom, where would you be? Sussex or stateside?
UK, definitely, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're an expert, because it's very near Juice, actually. It's near Stenning.
Wow.
Did you check out Bushy Bottom when you were here for Pride?
You know what? It's been a quiet summer for me, I gotta say. It's time for me. I've definitely had a quiet
Okay. Well, next time you're over, we'll show you around.
We'll show you around. Perfect.
Lou, you know, I know you like to walk in the countryside. Yeah. You probably walk through a few fields. You've almost certainly been taking up the garden path. But have you ever got lost and found yourself in Spunky Puddle? Which, to be clear, is a real place you'll find on a map somewhere, I promise.
No, I haven't.
No, where is it then?
That's got to be in America. It's got to be stateside.
It is. Yes, it's in
Ohio. Wow, I'm surprised.
Right, back to you, Jake, for what I think is probably the best one. It's easy to get lost. Where would you be if you went up to a stranger and said, I'm sorry, I'm lost and I'm looking for Dick. Is this the right way to get to it?
That's a place?
These are all real, genuine places.
It's just called Dick?
Yeah, the place called Dick, yeah. I've been there most weekends.
Oh, that's gotta be over here. In the UK? No!
No, it's near the Great Lakes, near Canada. Here's the tiebreaker. Now, you've just got to shout in with your name. Bit of an unusual one here. Have either of you ever been thinking of a change of scene and thought, do you know what? I'm going to settle down in fingering hoe.
Lou!
Lou, go on then.
I think that's got to be in the UK.
It is. It's a little village near Essex.
I want to move there.
We'll see you there.
How's the real estate?
I'll look into it for you.
I would imagine, yeah. Potentially very valuable.
Thank you so much for playing along, Jake. We'll play his new single, Creep City, in a couple of minutes. Chat more about the music as well. But first, Anne-Marie 2002 next on Juice.
Hove Car Wash is now under new management. For a quick, efficient service with free spray wax 7 days a week, drive down to Hove Car Wash. Find us by Hove Railway Station.
Looking to expand your business contacts in Brighton's buzzing economy? Book your place at the Juice Breakfast Club today.
An inspiring group of people.
Where else can you go on a Friday morning and meet 120 like-minded business people?
It is worth getting up early.
It's a great networking event.
You meet incredible people that you may never have met before.
The Juice Breakfast Club with Face Media Group. Helping businesses enhance their reputation through quality prints. Find out more and book today at juicebrighton.com.
Radio.
Made in Brighton.
People.
Good atmosphere.
He is brilliant.
Eccentric.
This is Juice.
I will always remember the day you kissed my lips.
The Killers, Mr. Brightside on Juice Breakfast. It's the very last Juice Breakfast. We are Lou and Alex. Thank you so much for joining us. And this is the very last Nothing But Naughty 90s.
Yeah, and in fact, the last Baker's Big One versus Lou's Number 2. Now, you know when you come up with an idea and then it just permanently backfires in your face time after time after time after time? Well, that's not disappointed today, has it?
So you decided we should do 1998, which is 20 years ago. Juice started 20 years ago.
Yeah, and Juice wraps up tonight at midnight. So it seemed quite fitting. So number one 20 years ago was...
Boyzone, no matter what.
Literally the worst song in the world.
You refused to represent that. So we switched round. I was going for that, rooting for it.
Number two was Sash, Mysterious Times. Amazing dance track. So presumably we are ending Nothing But Naughty 90s on a glorious tie of euphoric dance mutes.
Afraid I've won again.
I mean, that's democracy for you. Boyzone, no matter what, never thought I'd ever say this, is the final song on Juice's Nothing But Naughty 90s. And Lou has never looked more pleased with herself in the entire year.
No matter what they tell.
Taylor Swift on Brighton's Juice 107.2. So that's it then. The end of Juice 107.2 for the last 20 years. First as Surf and then Juice. We've done our best to kind of keep you entertained whilst, you know, you're looking after the kids or slaving away in the office or just in need of someone to chat to. For me personally, it kind of feels a bit wrong being the one here giving the big send off. You know, I've not been here as long as people like Guy and stuff. But I want to say a massive thank you for Alex for taking me on as an intern initially. And then for Guy for having me as producer Ollie on Juice Drive. It's been an amazing journey for me. I've loved it. And I can't wait for the future really. But that's enough for me. There's bigger things to talk about here. It may be the end of Juice, but there's something very exciting coming to Brighton very soon with Capital Brighton starting on September 3rd. So do make sure you join them then. All that leads me to say really is from all of us here, a huge, huge thank you to you because it's you we do this all for and it's you that kind of keeps us going as well, to be honest, with all the amazing support and love you've given for Juice and for all those funny stories, you know, keeping us entertained. It's been a lovely, lovely last 20 years and thank you for all the sort of stories and memories you've given us. From every single one of us here, a massive thank you. Have an amazing rest of your summer. Don't miss us too much. Hope you'll hear from us in various forms very, very soon. But all that leaves me to say is Bright Juice 107.2, over and out.
Brighton. Capital Brighton is coming.
You call me.
Capital is coming.
Capital Brighton.
Capital is coming.